USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people.
That's Donald Trump Jr., President Trump's oldest son, on Fox and Friends, reacting to the upcoming meeting between the president and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Now, this is the second time the two will be sitting down and talking during a summit about nukes.
He's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and release from jail. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan meeting about the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Families meeting with New York lawmakers like Republican Congressman Pete King, hoping to get a bill which will fund the program for another 7 years. This as more and more people get sick from the 9/11 toxins after terrorists attacked the Twin Towers in New York City 17 and a half years ago. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart among those fighting in Washington, D.C. for the people still affected by 9/11.
Supporters of a bill that would fund the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund are rallying on Capitol Hill. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The latest now on gas prices, you're paying more at the pump. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there are several factors for the increase.
The price of oil continues to move north. It closed last week at $57 a barrel. That's about $14 higher than where it was on Christmas Eve. So think higher oil prices, some refinery maintenance, as well as some outages that were unexpected for pushing up gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
The latest now on actor Jussie Smollett and his antics involving staging a hate crime on himself in Chicago and paying off two brothers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the very latest.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster, Marilyn Gale, says,
our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme.
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.